You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Boy, Professor Staccato is really, he's smooth today. I love that jazz sound that just brings us right to you every Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Mountain Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, and who knows what time it is in Fiji.
You don't know what time it is here.
I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we welcome you to Lawyers Who Needs Them, right here live from Talk Zone Radio. 50,000 watts of unmitigated
nothing
power.
I know. I'm glad you, when you did your lips, it started like a B. And I
yes.
50,000 watts of unmitigated.
Right, but you caught me just in the nick of time. You know, I heard that last commercial
before. B pucker to a P pucker.
Right, and that commercial.
Depending on the pucker of your lips is what comes out after the pucker. This was
that's right.
Started as a B pucker and it ended up a P pucker, thank goodness.
Well, you know, I don't want to create an M pucker here and we're in a lot of trouble. Okay?
Right.
Now, here's the deal. I was listening to that very serious commercial about alcohol, and I was thinking, we're in trouble already.
First of all, I refuse to believe it. So that's the number one thing. That's propaganda.
Right.
And besides which, you know, it's just like the campaigns. Don't get into this personal stuff.
Right.
I mean, come on. Talk about issues. Don't talk to me about alcohol.
They shouldn't be talking about hosts like
absolutely.
That. All right. Here we go. Well, welcome, and thank you for joining us on Lawyers Who Needs Them. My partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of Rochester's top trial attorneys, and he's argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is president and CEO of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
Each week, Jim and I attempt to take the mystery and the complexity out of our legal system
and inject some common sense and a sense of humor back in, if that's possible.
Well, you have to have a sense of humor to listen to the show.
I used to have a professor, there is no room for levity in the law.
Did he have authoritative phlegm?
No room for levity in the law.
If he only knew.
This guy used to bathe in lemon juice. Goggled with vinegar every morning before he came to class.
You know, if he only knew what one of his students had turned into, he's probably rolling in his grave.
If he wasn't there, he'd put himself in his
grave.
That's
right, if you heard this program. Anyway, you can reach us if you have a question for us. We're always happy to take your questions. You can reach us anywhere in North America, toll-free, in fact, 1-888-463-6748.
Go slow. They're writing it down.
I'll go slow. 1-888-463-6748.
I didn't say come to a stop.
Now,
slow down.
If you're a world listener and you're not on Morse code, you can dial this number, not area code. This is country code.
Nation code
011, then the area code 847, and then the what we call the NNX in the telephone business, 470-0937. I'll give you that entire thing again. Get ready. 011-847-470-0937. And that's from anywhere toll free around the globe. Now, if you are shy like my partner, you can send us a question by simply clicking on the question button on the TalkZone website. Or if you think about this question later when you're in the shower, go to the official lawyerswhoneedsthem.com website. And you can leave us the question, and it will come to us. I will be very polite. I'll answer your question. I'll send it to Mr. Hartman. He'll answer your question. And before you know it, you'll have bad information. But we'll do our best. It's at lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, or the shortened version, lawyerswhoneedsem.com.
Apostrophe E-M.
Apostrophe E-M. Either one, we own them both. Our crazy guy, Eugene, our data processing man, Eugene, told us buy both of those, so we did exactly what he said, and we have been benefited by that many, many times over. So, without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them, and this is a very special Monday.
It's the first Monday in October.
And that means?
That means the United States Supreme Court opens its term.
Open for business.
Open for business.
Here we go. So
the
what are
nine, once referred to as the nine old men, but those days there were only men. Now there's a woman, and sometimes there was two women. But the one thing, the old is very applicable.
Boy, it is applicable.
It is,
now,
definitely.
Now, there's a couple of things there. The one thing they're not going to do is they're not going to reverse a death penalty for child rapists.
Yeah.
And that is in a bit of conflict with the nation's population consensus.
As you remember, which you don't, and very few do, well, many of you probably did, that the United States Supreme Court had before it, in the last term, a case called, I think it's Patrick Kennedy, against Louisiana.
Right.
And the issue in that case was whether or not Louisiana could impose the death penalty on an adult who raped a child. In this case, the fellow who raped the child, Mr. Kennedy, raped his stepdaughter, who was 8 years old. And
wonderful guy.
Oh, sweetheart of a fella.
Yes,
one of the,
absolutely.
The salt of the earth.
No question about
right.
it.
Right. A wonderful man. Well, at any rate, he was found guilty, and they imposed the death penalty, and he appealed and said that the penalty, in other words, the death penalty for raping a child, and I mean a young child, is a form of cruel and inhuman treatment in violation of the United States Constitution, the Eighth Amendment thereof. Now, in reaching its decision, the court, in its wisdom, decided...
Are you looking for your pocket
constitution? No, decided that it was the national consensus that people were against. The national consensus was against the death penalty for raping a child.
And I don't think that's true.
And it turns out that that was what they call a gaffe.
A gaffe?
Well, a gaffe.
I see. A mistake.
A mistake. Because,
yes,
the evidence indicates that the national consensus is in favor of the death penalty for child rape. That includes both candidates for United States president. That is, Barack Obama and John McCain both.
Okay.
Are not opposed to the death penalty in this situation, in which such an almost not only heinous but repulsive kind of crime. Because of this, because the Congress had passed in military law, actually the death penalty for child rape, because many states, six states, have already passed that kind of legislation, and it is pending before many other states, the Supreme Court missed those things, and because of that, it appears that the consensus is contrary to their findings. Justice Scalia, who dissented, who naturally would in such a situation,
thank goodness,
said the views of the American people on the death penalty for child rape were, to tell the truth, irrelevant to the majority's decision in this case. And yet, the petition for a rehearing, based on this oversight, if you will,
mm-hmm.
based on the fact that the Supreme Court had it wrong as a factual matter, you know, it's different to have it wrong on the law. They
right.
they can't be wrong on the law because what they say is the law, but had this factual mistake, an application was made for a rehearing, but nevertheless...
And they won't hear it.
They turned down...
They won't admit to their mistake.
The court has determined that the rehearing is not warranted. They will amend the decision by putting in a footnote. A footnote indicating that this concerning this matter, I think, concerning the fact that the military has a law passed by the Congress against it and that other states are against it. What happened was the court's decision is really grounded on a materially erroneous understanding of federal law, wrote Acting Solicitor General Gregory Garr in a brief to the court. And I think he's right. I think that the consensus in the United States is in favor of the death penalty, not only in child rape cases, but more widely in murder cases, too.
And other heinous crimes against police officers and things like that.
And that was the Congress passed legislation. That's the executive branch passed an order. Two branches of government, which really more represented the people, supporting, not opposing, capital punishment in this kind of a case. And nevertheless, they denied a rehearing. Well, let me tell you something.
Please, tell me something.
You know, I'm going to get to the next subject, which has to do with the Supreme Court, too. And that is the fact that it's going to be very, very important concerning who we elect as for the next president, concerning the appointment of justices to the United States Supreme Court, because they are going to be appointments. Let me tell you something. The average age of the United States Supreme Court is deceased.
That's right.
It happens that six of the nine Supreme Court justices will be at least 70 years old, and Justice John Paul Stevens will turn 89 in April.
And you know what he's going to do after this? He's going to be a hairdresser. Well, he told me that. He says, you know, I've been dying to finish this career and go into hairdressing.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's a nice career, but, you know, depends on how you dress the hair.
That's right.
In the past, there have been some very old Supreme Court judges. Oliver Wendell Holmes was in his 90s.
Was he?
Justice Douglas.
You argued a case before Justice Douglas.
Right. Well, he couldn't.
Can you believe this,
he,
ladies and gentlemen? I have with me right in my studio.
Will you stop?
A man who has argued a case before the United States Supreme Court. Let me finish here. And he stood up in front of Justice. What was his Douglas?
Justice Douglas. William O. Douglas.
William O. Douglas, and twice had to hand him his tissue because Douglas was drooling.
Right. He was in his dotage at the time.
He was. Did he find on your behalf?
No. He was a one. I won, but he was one who found on the other behalf.
So,
I had the other half, and he had the behalf.
He had the other behalf.
And I had a behalf.
And you won your case before the United States. I am so proud to work with you.
Well, you should be. It's a real privilege.
It is.
And for me, it's a mistake to be with you. But I want you to know.
But I'm the only one who knows how to work this equipment.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay.
I do want to tell you people that it seems that this is such an important thing, maybe only to a lawyer, maybe one who has done a lot of appellate work and has appeared before the United States Supreme Court, but it seems to me that statistically, it's not a very important issue when you ask people what are the main issues you're voting for, what are the other candidates about. They're not. The who will be appointed to the United States Supreme Court is really not of concern. Now, I must say, during one of the debates, Joe Biden said that at one time he felt ideology should not be considered in choosing a Supreme Court justice, that people, if they're good judges, they will rise above their ideology, or ideology, as some people say. And that is so, I think, in many cases, and I think that that's what should be done. However, he did say now he feels ideology is a consideration to take into account, something to take into account when you are in the Senate and you're going to give your advice and consent, if you're going to give consent, and if you're a senator, if you're sober enough, long enough to give you consent.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that It's a controversial subject, and most people don't care about who the next Supreme Court judges are going to be through appointment by the next president. I think it's something to be considered when you consider all the other issues upon which you choose the person for whom you're going to vote.
Well,
and with I will now take my nap.
Please, that was a very long. But, you know, it was important, and it is important how these people will vote, because some of these judges, they don't follow the law, they make the law. And that's a problem.
Well, that depends on your viewpoint. You have,
of course,
strict constructionists, then you have liberal constructionists, you have those who say the document should be interpreted as it was written at the time. Others call it a living constitution, and that changes, you know, it gets some moles and different kinds of birthmarks.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. And beside which, if I had an opinion, I wouldn't state it on this program, because I don't think my opinion as a political opinion is
right.
Something that we should
right.
discuss.
Right. No, we are apolitical.
We only discuss filth, sex, other things like that, but not
right.
politics.
Not politics.
Politics and religion are out.
That's right.
Until next week.
Right.
We're going to bring them back in again. Because they're very interesting.
They are.
And they create a lot of problems.
And they become controversial. Anyway, let's look at something else that could be very controversial.
Yes.
A judge in Alaska.
No,
he's
in
Washington. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm following my notes
in Alaska,
here.
They don't have judges except they're frozen stiff.
That's right. They're stiff. The judge in Washington threatens to throw out the case against Senator Stevens on some interesting technicalities.
Well, he threatened last week. This is a very interesting technicality, but it's not a technicality, so, you know, it's very important to a trial.
So it's more of a fundamental issue.
It's important in a trial that the truth come out. After all, that's the purpose of a trial, to determine what the truth is. And therefore, the prosecution is obliged to reveal any exculpatory evidence to the defense.
Right.
And in this case, and this is the case involving Senator Ted Stevens, who is alleged to have accepted $250,000 worth of improvements to his home.
Right, which
and
he didn't notice.
For which he didn't pay, which he says he didn't notice. You know, he has a little cast in his eye. I noticed that when you look at him.
He's looking
to the
left.
But they always look someplace else,
right.
Because a congressman will never look you straight in the eye.
No, and I remember when we were sitting next to him in that local pub, here's what he said.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I can't believe he said that.
Well, he didn't believe it himself. and so he, this evidence is very, very relevant evidence. And because it wasn't produced, and there is a rule called the Brady Rule, and it comes from a case in, I forgot necessarily the name, was Brady against somebody against Brady. But anyway, it's called the Brady Rule, and it means that you must disgorge exculpatory evidence to the defense if you are the prosecution. Just a minute, folks.
There's a dog ran
through.
Well,
would you stop playing?
A dog ran by the studio.
With whatever you're playing with.
I tried to stop it.
I am trying to give some instructional advice here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And you're jerking around. Now knock it off. Big nose bum. So anyway, there are these rules. And the prosecution said, well, we're sorry. We made a mistake. And they really didn't have a solid explanation. In fact, she said, I don't know how to fully explain it. It was just a mistake. I'm standing here as humbly as I know how. But at any rate, they made this motion. The judge, Judge Emmett Sullivan in the District of Columbia, made the determination that he would, this was last Thursday, that he would consider dismissing the case or declaring a mistrial. In the meantime, I understand since then, he determined not to dismiss the case, not to declare a mistrial, but to give the defense an opportunity to reopen, that is to say, to include in its opening matters that it would have included had it known about this evidence. Because the evidence, actually, the key witness against Stevens is this fellow, Mr. Allen, with the company that is alleged to have bribed him. And the statements are statements in which Allen contradicts himself on the question of whether he believed Senator Stevens would have paid for the home improvements had he been billed.
Now, that's an important...
That goes right to the heart of the case.
That's an important... So that's not a technicality.
Right, so...
That goes right to the heart of the case, as we say. Yes, right to the heart of the case. And you know what I say about that?
What?
Rat! If you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's what I have to say. Right. On that whole
That's
case.
That's what we can care about. The fine Senator Stevens.
Who cares?
From the great state of Alaska. And
right.
Who has been there 40 years.
And didn't notice a balcony when he opened the doors right. And stepped out into the into the open.
Well, if it wasn't a balcony there, we would have fallen to the bottom.
Right.
Would have
he didn't
himself.
See that at all.
But,
or
hey,
the spiral staircase from
Ted,
he descends from his bedroom. He didn't notice it. He usually just flies from his bed down to the second floor. Batman.
Well, the snow is so high there that he walks out.
Just walks out. And, that's right. Okay. You know, I never thought about that. Anyway, folks, we would hope that if someone built a balcony on your home, not only would you use it, but that you would know
it was built.
We're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Need Them right here on Talk Zone Radio. Don't go away.